You're playing with Candy from voicelikecandy.com.
Since I've been at college, I haven't gone back home for like 4 years, but I figured Thanksgiving was a good time to surprise everyone, so here I am. You know that feeling when you walk into the house you grew up in and everything's almost the same? That's how it hit me when I walked through the door of my mom's house this Thanksgiving. The smell of roasted turkey and cinnamon apples. Oh, the photo wall where my sister Aria's smiling face takes up half the frames now, while mine's tucked in the corner like a ghost. Out of sight, out of mind, I guess. I took a deep breath and turned the corner to walk into the living room and surprise my family. And then I saw him, Mike, my Mike, sitting on the couch in my spot, with his arm around my little sister. My stomach dropped like I'd been punched. My breath caught. My pussy clenched. Because Mike wasn't just some guy from my past. He was my first love, the one I gave everything to, except my virginity, my biggest regret. We planned to go to college together. I wore his promise ring. Fuck, we had our whole lives mapped out. We were going to get married, have kids, grow old together. Then my dad took a tenureship at a university on the other side of the country, and that meant my tuition would be free. Dad and I moved. And despite our best intentions to make long-distance work, it just didn't. Does it ever? You know, I've never admitted this to anyone else, but all these years, I thought about him every night. Every time I came, I whispered his name. Every time I was with someone else, I imagined his face. And now he was holding her, Aria, my baby sister. So when she said she was leaving to go pick up our older brother from the airport, which is like an hour away, I saw my chance.